today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about the best way to approach the Quran. Today, Tuesday, is the 24th of Jamadil Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of January, 2023. Of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Hashr, verse 21. Let's see what points are there.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون.
If we had sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and coming apart from fear of Allah. And these examples we present to the people, that perhaps they will give thought.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse in question, reflecting all Quranic verses, reveals that the Holy Quran is so penetrating that had it been sent down on mountains, they would have trembled. However, it is a source of surprise that man is so stone-hearted that he hears it but is not affected by it. Many a Quran exegete have taken the blessed verse as a simile, maintaining that despite all their firmness, had mountains had intellect and perception, they would have trembled and rent asunder upon hearing Quranic verses. But some hard-hearted people hear them without being affected in the least. What is our topic? The best way to approach the Quran. Millions of Muslims around the globe recite the verses of the Quran daily in their prayers. In the month of Ramadan, for example, recitation of the entire Quran is completed in thousands of mosques around the world. In some cases, the recitation of the entire Quran is completed in 3 nights in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. A global Quranic recitation competition takes place every year. tapes, CDs, and the internet also provide Quranic recitations so people can hear it while on land, sea, and air. Perhaps it may be no exaggeration to state that the Quran is the most recited but least understood of books. Indeed, listening to and reciting the Quran has become extremely popular among religious Muslims. However, how many of us are able to understand what is being recited? Moreover, how much importance in our lives do we attach to this understanding, fulfilling the very purpose for which the Quran was sent?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the different approaches to the understanding of the Holy Quran. It should be noted that from the very early days, the Prophet ﷺ had engaged a group of scribes for the purpose of writing down the Quran, who were known as the scribes of the revelation. This should be regarded as one of the merits in favor of the Quran from which all other ancient books are excluded. The absence of any alteration and change in the Word of God was on account of its process of writing and recording from the very beginning. The other reason responsible for the popularity of the Quran among the people was its extraordinary supernatural literary and artistic dimension depicted in its rhetoric and eloquence. It was this strong literary attraction towards the Quran which had an appeal for the people that prompted them to immediately memorize its verses. But unlike other literary works like the poets or the poems of Rumi, which are exposed to meddling by admirers who think they are improving on the original, nobody could ever give himself the permission of meddling with the sacred text, for the Quran immediately declared in one of its verses, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضُ الْعَقَوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ. Had the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invented against us any sayings, we would have seized him by the right hand, then we would surely have cut his life wane. This is chapter 69, verses 44 to 46. There are several other verses in the Quran that forbid forgery in relation to the Word of God. The gravity of this sin is stressed by the Quran had profound impression upon minds and served as a severe discouragement in this regard. In this way, before any type of alterations could have taken place in its verses, they were repeated often, thus reaching a stage that it was impossible to increase, diminish, or alter even a single word in this heavenly book.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Do not limit the Quran to just healing of bodily afflictions, physically peace, and deliverance from poverty. This is one important point in the ways of approaching the Quran with purity of intention. You may also derive other lesser benefits from the words of the Quran, such as the healing of bodily afflictions, physically peace, and deliverance from poverty. There is no bar to having these, but again, they should not become the be-all and end-all that you seek from the Quran, nor the goal of your niyyah or intention. For in achieving these, you may lose a whole ocean that could have been yours.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Who do I need to focus on? When we read the Quran or listen to a tafsir, we tend to think more about other than about ourselves. Yes, X does this, X should listen to this, X possesses these characteristics. On the contrary, we must focus on ourselves because we are seeking guidance for ourselves. In every verse, we must try to find what this particular verse has for me. What is Allah saying to me? What have I been doing up till now? How can I change myself according to this verse? How can this verse strengthen me? What former perceptions I had that this verse wants me to change? Hence, the focus should be on me. May Allah grant us the true understanding of Quran, allow us to benefit from it, act upon it, share it with others, and become of His special people, the people of the Quran.
الله نزل أحسن الحديث. It is the best communication. It is the best way of motivation and inspiration. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. Nothing comes close to the Quran as far as what its eloquence, its power, its ability to indeed move the human being and to motivate them in their lives. The question that I would like to ask myself first and all mu'mineen, my respected brothers and sisters, is this. When you and I pick up the Holy Quran, what kind of feeling goes through our mind? What kind of image immediately is portrayed before us? Sometimes when we pick up the Holy Book, some of us fear that I may make a mistake in the recitation, that I may not be able to understand what is it that I'm reciting. Sometimes individuals on a higher caliber of spirituality, when they pick up the book of Allah, they might fear that they're not acting upon the teachings of the holy book. And there are different ways and approaches that when it comes to individuals approaching and establishing a relationship with the Holy Quran, undertake. Yet of course, this relationship with the holy book has a number of stages. The first is to recognize its significance as far as our well-being. Because how many times we've read the verse in Surah Taha, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in chapter 20 says, Taha ma anzanna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. Many a times the Mufassireen and perhaps even the translations of the Quran, when you recite this particular verse and you read the translation, it says, Taha, we have not revealed the Quran for you so that you go through hardship. Question. What happened? Narrations say that the Prophet of Islam used to stay the night in Salah and recitation of the Quran to the extent that his feet would swell up, according to some narrations. Some narrations would say that he would constantly wake up in the enjoyment of the recitation of the Quran as well as Salatul Layl and other forms of worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say to him, I did not reveal the Quran so that you put this excessive pain and suffering over yourself. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. That's according to many mufassireen. Yet there is, and the beauty of Quran is such that there is an ability to look even further and to understand the verse in even more depth. And that is what? And that is to understand that in Arabic there are two words. There is sa'ada and there is shaqa. Sa'ada means happiness. Shaqa means despair, despondency. Yes? The Quran comes forward and says, O Holy Prophet, and of course this Taha is addressed to the Prophet, but it's applicable to all human beings. O human beings, the Quran is not a book that makes you fearful or should make you despair. It's a constitution of happiness.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, which was about the best way to approach the Quran. Inshallah, we continue this interesting and, of course, essential topic. Thank you very much and keep us in your dua and supplications. Till another meeting, have a nice time.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه